You cannot be a child of God in the cloud. Be a child of God in consciousness. Because it comes with a lot of benefits. There will be joy. There will be peace. There will be open door. There will be answer prayer. There will be promotion. There will be excitement. Things will be falling in place for you. As a child of God, God will be decorating the children for you, the life of the children for you. How much can you do on your own? Will you be everywhere at all times? But as a unique child of God, obviously the eyes of God walks, he moves to and fro. Amen. Let me read John chapter 17, verse 20 to 23. It says, I do not pray for this alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one as you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me, and the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. The prayer of Father to children, of to sons and daughters. The prayer that is more personalized than the general prayer. That is what Jesus Christ prayed for. People that commit themselves in mind and heart towards him. Amen? Nobody will be able to poke into your eyes as a child of God, because you are his chosen generations, upper eyes of God.